and stones like the bluffs, with here and there the random stratum of orange. The corals lay down scattered white and pink reefs. True verdance is absent. Both walking trees and scrub plants have leaves a dusty gray-green, in which green exists mainly by acclimation. The menhirs, living and dead, are a stark gray-brown, unlike any stone native to the plain. A bloated shadow drifted across the wild scree skirting the cliffs. It covered many acres, was too dark to be the shadow of a cloud. Windwhale, Silent nodded. It cruised the upper air between us and the sun, but I could not spot it. I had not seen one in years. Last time Elmo and I were crossing the plain with Whisper on the lady's behalf, that long ago. Time does flee, and with little fun in it. Strange waters under the bridge, my friend. Strange waters under. He nodded, but he did not speak. He is silent. He has not spoken in all the years I have known him, nor in the years he has been with the company. Yet both One Eye and my predecessor as analyst say he is quite capable of speech. From hints accumulated over the years, it has become my firm conviction that in his youth, before he signed on, he swore a great oath never to speak. It being the iron law of the company not to pry into a man's life before he enlisted, I have been unable to learn anything about the circumstances. I have seen him come close to speaking when he was angry enough or amused enough, but he always caught himself at the last instant. For a long time, men made a game of baiting him, trying to get him to break his vow, but most abandoned the effort quickly. Silent had 100 little ways of discouraging a man, like filling his bedroll with ticks. Shadows lengthened, stains of darkness spread. At last Silent rose, stepped over me, returned to the hole, a darkly clad shadow moving through darkness. A strange man, Silent. Not only does he not talk, he does not gossip. How can you get a handle on a guy like that? Yet he is one of my oldest and closest friends. Go explain that.
Well, Croaker.
The voice was as hollow as a ghost's. I started. Malicious laughter rattled through the coral reef. A menhir had slipped up on me. I turned slightly. It stood square on the path Silent had taken, 12 feet tall and ugly. A runt of its kind. Hello, Rock. Having amused itself at my expense, it now ignored me. Stayed as silent as a stone. Ha ha. The menhirs are our principal allies upon the plain. They interlocute for the other sentient species. They let us know what is happening only when it suits them, however. What's happening with Elmo? I asked. Nothing. Are they magic? I guess not. Otherwise they would not survive inside the nullity Darling radiates. But what are they? Mysteries, like most of the bizarre creatures out here.
There are strangers on the plain.
I know. I know. Night creatures came out. Dots of luminescence fluttered and swooped above. The windwhale, whose shadow I saw, came far enough eastward to show me its glimmering underbelly. It would descend soon, trailing tendrils to trap whatever came its way. A breeze rose. Sagey scents trickled across my nostrils. Air chuckled and whispered and murmured and whistled in the coral. From farther away came